Next, we welcome Kim Oslin. She's from Slip Knits in Rapid City. It's a yarn and fiber arts shop, and you might know her from SDPB's Stay Crafty digital series produced by our own China Lockett. Kim is with us now from the SDPB Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid. Kim, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the shop itself, Slip Knits, and sort of the people that gather there. Tell us a little bit about the store.
Oh, the people that gather there are amazing. We've got knitters, spinners, weavers, dyers, all ages, all religions, all paths of life. But the best part of it is that we don't talk about any of that. What brings us together is the fiber and the friendships.
All right. And the upcoming Black Hills Fiber Frenzy, are there classes, workshops? Sort of give us an overview.
Well, first of all, we've got 16 vendors coming as of today, and I believe that we are full, and that's from 8 different states. They're coming to show us their different fiber wares, things that they make, things they have that we can create from, tools. We do have quite a few teachers. We actually have 17 classes that are available, and this event will happen May 3rd and 4th, and it is at the Mother Butler Recreation Center here in Rapid City.
So there is a needlepoint shop called Barber's Needlepoint here in Sioux Falls that I've been going to for years. And I went in the other day and it was just packed with people who were who were there, who were needlepointing, who were talking about their project, ordering lunch. And I asked Barbara, what happened? And she said, Facebook, internet. And so I'm wondering how those sort of social media connections have changed, you know, how you do business and really the culture around fiber arts in the Black Hills.
Well, I think Pinterest, fiber art, seeing what your friends are doing is fun. And it's so inspiring to see what people are doing all around the world. But we all only have 24 hours. So something like the Frenzy gives you an opportunity to see what's out there, give it a little bit of a try, and figure out what you can do in the limited time that we have.
All right. So more and more people are spending that limited time with yarn, with fiber. What are some of the... Is it knitting that people are most excited about? Is it crochet? It just depends on who you are, what you're drawn to?
You know, it really depends on who you are, what you've been exposed to, how exciting the community is that's around you. When we sit in our, we have about 16 hours of open creation time at our store each week. We've got what we call a flock. And every week people are working on different things. And you get inspired. You want to try knitting. You want to try needle felting. You want to see what wet felting is. Well, dyeing looks really fun. You just dye fibers and then you make something out of them. Well, then they figure out that they can spin their own.
Yeah.
Well, then you can go buy a whole fleece, wash it in your bathtub, and spin it if you want to.
A fleece from South Dakota, as a matter
of
fact.
Absolutely. You can even know the name of the animal it came from.
So one of the things I love about this, too, is that you could, and many of us do, spend a lot of money on some of these projects, but you could make a concentrated effort because many of these, you know, crafts or, you know, artwork comes from a tradition of thrift, really. So you can do a whole lot with a little bit.
Absolutely. And today, the world of fiber... Luckily, we live in a world of really, really good fibers. And again, the internet has changed things because we have things called indie dyers. They're called in the fiber world, but that means an independent yarn or fiber dyer. And they are coming up with combinations and colors and selling on Pinterest and things that are exposing people that we never had at places because we don't know that person in New Zealand that's doing it or down in Myrtle, South Dakota, that you don't go into a store. They're doing it in their basement, and they're beautiful.
Right. So much of our theme for today's show is about that commonality of language and about finding art in really unexpected places. So you can find Slip Knits in Rapid City in the physical location, Meet the Flock, and then online. Give us a quick rundown of how people can connect.
We are on the west side of Rapid City at 2120 West Main. We share a wall with Strain Chiropractic. A lot of people know them. Come in and check us out. We meet a lot of times during the week. You can come in, sit, knit, spin, dye, do whatever you want to do. We'll be happy to show you if you don't know.
Kim Oslin, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.